Fast solutions sound appealing, but breathing better isn't about a stopwatch. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, treatment decisions aren't rushed or limited to one approach. Every patient receives a comprehensive sinus evaluation and a plan tailored to their specific anatomy and symptoms. Some conditions can be treated in office. Others require more advanced care. And Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians is equipped for all of it. If you're ready for thoughtful, physician-led sinus care, schedule your appointment today at OhioENTandAllergy.com.
And welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Clenham Radio, Bator, Gaskiar FM, Tichiman, and Radio Wawa. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, KPMG report reveals the revenue assurances contract given to SML by the Ghana Revenue Authority for the upstream petroleum and minerals audit was without a needs assessment. Also, former Director General of SNIT calls on the board to halt Rock City Hotel's purchase of 60% stake of SNIT's owned hotels, as he argues the procedure used in the selection of their Greek minister's company isn't in the best interest of stakeholders.
Let us get other people who are able to inject capital so that these facilities are revamped, they are fixed in such a way that they will be competitive and generate more revenue. It's a good thing to do.
You heard that the Minister for Information, who is defending the deal, Darrell, join us with business.
And Hannah, oil marketing companies to hold crunch meeting with tanker drivers today as they move to avert fuel shortage on the market. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And then we'll take you to the Kofi Annan Beach in Teshinungwa, which has become a bustling dumping ground for tricycle waste collectors.
It's so unacceptable. The beach is no longer conducive for human activity.
I am Hannah Odame with the details of these and more in this bulletin. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Auditing firm KPMG has revealed in its report on the controversial revenue assurance contract between GRA and SML that a contract for the upstream petroleum and minerals audit did not have a needs assessment back in the contract in the first place. It also says the contract did not meet existing legal requirements as it did not receive parliamentary approval. All these are contained in the full KPMG report released by the president weeks after a session of Ghanaians, including civil society, insisted the many infractions in the contract demand that a full report be made public. My colleague Max Olakmagba joins me in the studio with details of the report. First, what does the report say about the need for such a service by SML?
It says the components of the contract cover major revenue sources of the state. If there are revenue leakages, the impact could be significant. However, technical needs assessments have not been performed to establish detailed gaps to be resolved. It said, in addition, the components present significant fee outlays on government resources and implementation involves multiple stakeholders with diverse interests. Therefore, KPMG recommends a review of the contract as follows. A, the contract did not receive parliamentary approval as required by Section 33 of the PFM Act, and that parliamentary approval should be sought to regularize the contract to meet existing legal requirements if practicable. Also, it should ensure that the services are justified and the price paid is proportionate for the services to be rendered.
So briefly, did KPMG recommend termination of this particular contract?
Well, the report indicated that the consolidated revenue assurance contract, like other service contracts, grants both parties the right to terminate under specific circumstances, but added that termination triggers specific financial obligations for both parties.
And Joy News will be delving into this report in subsequent bulletins. Let's move on. And former Director General of SNIT, Ernest Thompson, is calling on the board of the trust to halt Rock City Hotel's purchase of 60% stake of its owned hotels. His call comes on the heels of mounting opposition to the deal following a push by civil society organizations and North Tong MP Samuel Okujeto Ablakwa for Schrach to investigate the agreement. Mr. Thompson argues the procedure used in the selection of Rock City Hotel isn't in the best interest of stakeholders.
I think that at this stage, it might be necessary for the SNIT board to just stop the transaction.
Why?
Because, one, the procedure they've used is not the best. You see, SNIT is a pension fund and it's a long-term investor. It is not a bank holding deposit. So SNIT investments are analyzed from various objectives. You just, therefore, don't exit from SNIT investments that way.
Meanwhile, the Minister for Information, Fatimatu Abubakar, is defending the deal, saying it will aid in restructuring SNITs and facilitating its recovery. She spoke during a courtesy visit to the Multimedia Group Limited.
And it is also interesting that people have forgotten that Rock City is now known as one of the biggest hotel facility in the sub-region. Is it only because this person is also politically exposed? All of a sudden, his credit score is not taken into consideration. His financial capacity that precedes his political office and even precedes his coming into office as MP.
You heard the Minister for Information, Fatimatu Abubakar. The Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors fears potential cost if the strike by the petroleum tanker drivers isn't addressed soon. The union commenced on an indefinite sit-down strike on Tuesday, May 21, demanding the implementation of a policy framework that aims to enhance their salaries and overall working conditions, which has been pending with the National Petroleum Authority since November 2023. There are fears there could be shortage of petroleum products at the pumps. Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber for Bulk Oil Distributors, Dr. Patrick Ofori, says the cost of importing petroleum products may become more expensive if the impasse is not resolved soon.
Because I've not been able to discharge into the system, into the tanker drivers for them to carry out. So that impact on that. That inadvertently also impact on their ability to fish vessels that are lined up, and that can also increase the risk of demurrages, because those vessels require that onshore tank facilities and bulk village for them to discharge in. So basically, it's something that affects everyone, the value chain.
To some politics, and leading member of Movement for Change, Yao Boabing Asamoah, says the arrest of former parliamentary candidate for Kpong Katamanso, Hobson Adoye, is politically motivated. Mr. Adoye, who was invited by the Greater Accra Regional Police Command yesterday over the publication of false information, is yet to be charged. Speaking to Joy News, Mr. Boabing Asamoah said the handling of the matter by the police is unfair.
No, he's not been charged with any offense yet. They say they are investigating a matter of publication of false information, so, but he's not been charged.
Is he in the cells there?
Not at the moment, inside the cells, but he's behind the counter, as we say, local parlance, counter back.
And they are detaining him until they get direction as to what to do.
Exactly, that's what...
Leading member of Movement for Change, Yao Boabing Asamoah there. A third person has died from last Saturday's devastating premix fuel explosion in the Western region. Five other victims are currently receiving treatment at the Efia Kwanta Regional Hospital, one at Benedict Hospital and two at the Kolibu Teaching Hospital. The Western Regional Minister and his entourage have been visiting the survivors and residents alike, assuring them of government's commitment to restore their lives and livelihoods.
The recent premix fuel explosion in the Indresia community has left many injured and has disrupted the lives of families with two deaths. Western Regional Minister Kobina Otredako Mensah expressed gratitude for the lives saved and highlights the government's commitment to supporting the victims.
We thank God that it's giving us life to those who had accidents. And the hospital is doing very well in taking care of them. We are hoping that since they've been able to discharge some of them, those remaining in the hospital will also be discharged as quickly as possible.
Western Regional Minister ending the report by Inathalia Kwanzaa. Now, instructional hours have been disrupted at the Teshin Roman School following Wednesday's storm, which ripped off parts of the roof of the school structure. The affected part of the school block has been rendered inhabitable, forcing termination of teaching and learning. Municipal Chief Executive of Lejukuku, Mordecai Akwasi, in an interview with Joy News, says the Inspectorate Division of the Assembly has already commenced work to determine the estimated cost needed to fix the disaster.
The roof system has gone off, yeah. Off here, and the other, this other school, you can see that the roof coming. If you raise one more time, the whole thing is going to come off. Uh-huh. So my team have come already. They are doing the inspections now and doing the estimates now.
We stay in Teshin this time, Kofi Annan Beach. And it has become a dumping ground for tricycle waste collectors, commonly known as Aboboya Bola cars. Local residents are urging authorities to address the problem. In today's edition of Filth Exhibition, my colleague Sweety Abochi shares the distressing story of a family overwhelmed by the growing filth in their home.
Welcome to the home of filth. Where are we? A home of families. Let me tell you the story. About 100 meters from the sea and the filth, a settlement. People actually live here in Accra.
The things we see here are just horrible. Sometimes my children and I sitting out here like this, cooking, and people come to dump rubbish right here and burn it. The smoke drives us inside sometimes when it gets uncomfortable.
If you've ever wondered, much like myself, about the final destination of these tricycle rubbish operators, popularly known as Aboboya Bola cars, then it would interest you to find out that for most of them within the Teshin Ugua communities, this here at Staff College is their final destination, with no consideration for the human dignity of the people who live here.
When you come to this Kofi Annan Beach, you cannot swim. People dump rubbish here and even defecate right here.
That's it for the news of 6. We brought you KPMG report revealing the revenue assurance contract given to SML by the Ghana Revenue Authority for their upstream petroleum and minerals audits without a needs assessment. You find all these stories and more on myjoyonline.com. Have a great morning.
If you're struggling with chronic congestion, sinus infections, or snoring, who evaluates you first matters. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, your initial visit is with a board-certified ENT physician, not a shortcut and not a standardized script. Because real answers take real diagnostics and real experience. Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians offers the full spectrum of sinus and snoring care, from in-office treatments to advanced surgical options when needed. Personalized care, local physicians, long-term relief. Book your appointment now at OhioENTandAllergy.com.